That's right. You have joined the good stuff. We're going to just take a 5-minute timeout for just exactly that.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County, whether it's going to the Cherry County Historical Society or the Centennial Hall Museum, maybe a visit to the Bowering Ranch, a working cattle ranch over at Merriman, Nebraska, or a leisurely trip down the Niobrara River, voted as the number one river adventure in the Midwest. Check it all out online at visitvalentine.com.
And local, national, international industry livestock news is important to have, but where are you going to get all that? Livestock auction reports, well, yeah, that's a no-brainer. You need those, but where are you going to go for that source? Award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, well, guess what? You need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. They've got the printed copy. You can go to tsln.com, order your subscription today, and then as a bonus, they've got the latest stories, sales report updates, and a place to subscribe online. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Here's something for you to think about. Alcohol and calculus don't mix. So don't drink and drive.
Oh, very clever. Very
what do you
clever.
Have today?
A visiting priest was attending a men's breakfast in Ohio farm country. He asked one of the impressive older farmers in attendance to say grace that morning. After all were seated, the older farmer began, "Lord, I hate buttermilk." The priest opened one eye and wondered to himself where this was going. Then the farmer loudly proclaimed, "Lord, I hate lard." Now the priest was overly worried. However, without missing a beat, the farmer prayed on, "And Lord, you know how much I don't care for raw white flour." Just as the priest was ready to stand and stop everything, the farmer continued, "But Lord, when you mix them all together and bake them up, I do love fresh biscuits. So Lord, when things come up we don't like, when life gets hard, when we just don't understand what you are saying to us, we just need to relax and wait till you are done mixing. And probably it will be something even better than biscuits. Amen." As you walk down the fairway of life, you must smell the roses. For you only get to play one round.
Oh, yeah.
Good little message there.
I do like biscuits.
Oh, biscuits are good.
All right.
Warm biscuits with butter melting down them and honey.
Here's a sign at a local drinking establishment, coffee shop probably. It says, "No, we do not have Wi-Fi. Talk to each other."
I've seen that before, and I really like it.
I just got the little short thing, so you fill in some more here.
All right. Man, this guy opens an outdoor stand, and he's going to sell bagels. So he puts up a sign, 50 cents each. A jogger runs past and puts 50 cents into the bucket but doesn't take a bagel. The next day, he does the same thing. For weeks and then months, this goes on. One day, as he's jogging past, the owner joins him. The jogger laughs and says, "I know why you're here. You want to know why I always put money in the bucket and never take a bagel." "No," said the owner, "not that. I just want to tell you that the bagels have gone up to 60 cents.
He had to catch him to tell him that, huh?
He actually ran with him, so he made sure he got him informed of the update.
Here's another one of those bar signs for you. Today's special, buy one beer for the price of two and receive a second beer absolutely free. If you can't do the math, then you probably don't need another beer.
That's right.
The perfect martini. Pour gin, vermouth, and olives into the trash where they belong and drink whiskey. The bar is open.
There you go.
Free beer and topless bartenders and false advertising here. Unattended children will be given an espresso and a free kitten. So, just some things to make your day here on The Good Stuff.
There you go. Well, of course, here's a couple of things that I was thinking about while I was driving. A friend told me, "I know I'm still young because when a coworker told me she was pregnant, my initial reaction was panic for her because I remember I was supposed to say congratulations."
Oh.
Oh, dear. Google Earth must be very frustrating for flat Earth people.
Oh, that would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that just would mess with them.
Sure.
There goes your argument. Right over the edge, so to speak.
So over the edge. Drop right off the face of the earth.
Yeah, being older than Google will one day become the new really old metric, comparable to sliced bread and colored television.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. That's what we compare things to.
Yeah, I was that back before Google.
I like all of those. We've got more to share with you on another edition of The Good Stuff.